Let's do one on a patient by the name of Robbie, R-O-B-E-Y, Barrera, B-A-R-R-E-R-A, 10-20-49, 75 years old. Today is 11-15. 75-year-old gentleman, married for 53 years, lived in California and Texas. He was a he worked in California as a grape picker for a vineyard. He was a smoker and drinker at one time, but not very heavy, period. In the paragraph, he's married, as I said, and has one child. Surgery, has had pacemaker replacement. Medical problems, Parkinsonism. He's had Parkinsonism for 9 years. In April of this year, he took a turn for worse. He developed aspiration pneumonia. Ended up in the hospital with respiratory failure. Subsequently has required a PEG tube. Review of system, he's very thin. He's lost at least 30 or 40 pounds per his wife. He has severe protein calorie malnutrition. He's no longer able to eat. He's no longer able to speak. He's total ADL dependent. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. He has a PEG tube in place. He has orthostatic hypotension related to his Parkinsonism. He's thin. He's weak. He's wheezing all the time. He's aspirating chronically. And continues to do poorly, period. Medication. He takes Seroquel 25 milligram at nighttime, NUPLAZID 34 milligram a day, Senamet 25/100, just a half a tablet a day, RASAGILINE 1 milligram a day, NEUPOR 8 milligram per 24 hours patch, RIVASTIGAMINE, 13.3 milligram patch every 24 hours. He sleeps with his head of the bed elevated at 45 degrees because of his symptoms of aspiration pneumonia. He takes Isosource HN. He's again nonverbal and has definitely taken a turn for worse. The family has then requested for end-of-life care at home. He's no longer able to ambulate to go to the hospital or to the doctor's office and does not want to be kept alive artificially. Family history, dad died of heart disease, myocardial infarction, mom died in an accident. He has three siblings. They all died of coronary artery disease. On the review of system, also put down he's been sleeping 20 hours a day. His wife is concerned that he's dying, and I confirmed that he is dying, and he's definitely a candidate for hospice because he's doing so poorly. 89% oxygen, 110 pulse, tachycardic, 84 over palp, his blood pressure. His cardiologist had told the family that he cannot take amiodarone. He cannot take Midrodine, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E, because of his severely debilitated heart. Anyway, exam reveals heart, tachycardic, lungs, shallow respiration, aspiration symptoms chronically with wheezing, rouse, ronchi. He's not able to clear secretion any longer. Abdomen, scaphoid, PEG tube in place, lower extremities, severe muscle wasting, neurological, moving off for extremities with some tremors noted at rest and with intentional movement. He's nonverbal. He's no longer able to speak. He responds to deep pain only. Assessment here, we have a 75-year-old gentleman with 9-year history of Parkinson's disease, not dying, with severe weight loss, 30 to 35 pounds, or 30 to 40 pounds, weakness, wheezing, aspiration syndrome, lower extremity muscle wasting, hypotension, orthostatic in nature, decreased appetite, positive PEG tube, aspiration pneumonia causing respiratory failure, requiring prolonged hospitalization in April. Despite numerous medications for his Parkinsonism, he continues to do poorly, and he most likely has less than a few weeks to live. Given the natural progression of his disease, he will die within 6 months, period. He requires tube feeding. He's on Isosource HN at this time, period. He has sundowner syndrome, dementia, and he's on Seroquel to control his behavior, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this gentleman. Discuss findings with his wife at length, along with his wife's sisters and daughter. Thank you.